Hello and welcome. My name is Christy, and I share about my life living with cerebral palsy. I talk about both my physical and mental health, the joys, heartaches, struggles, and triumphs, and all the beautiful lessons I have learned along the way. This week has been an interesting one. I spent a lot of time in reflection and had a couple of experiences that led me to think about, ponder, and reflect on today's topic. This week, I want to talk about not being everyone's cup of tea. It's been an interesting week on social media. I have quite an extensive following. I have created a lovely community of like-minded, supportive individuals, not only for myself, but for the community in which we have built. Every once in a while, we hit a few roadblocks and bumps, and I want to talk about one of those and the personal reflection I have done as a result. This week, there was a heated exchange on my Facebook profile in regard to something I posted. It should not have been controversial, but somehow it became that. And at the heat of the storm, I was called privileged by a group of people. If I'm honest, when I was told this, it really sent me into a tailspin. I wasn't sure how to process that information, what to do with it, or even how to let it go. It really stopped me in my tracks. Internally, I'm going to be brutally honest and say that I became defensive. How can anyone think I'm privileged? I felt the anger bubble up inside of me. How dare they, I thought. You must be out of your mind if you think I'm privileged, was one of the thoughts that was moving through my head. I just started to defensively create a list in my head of all the ways that I'm not privileged. I'm severely disabled. I do not live on my own a house, or live in the community. I live in senior living. I cannot work. It's not that I choose not to work. I cannot work. I'm in physical pain every single day. Medication and an implantable pain pump that gives me medication directly into my spinal column 24/7, continuous infusion. Despite all of this, I'm still in pain. I have very few friends. I'm not in a relationship, have not been in one for years, even though that's something I long for. I struggle significantly financially. My health is a never-ending roller coaster. These are just a few of the thoughts that I said in my head silently to justify to myself why I'm not privileged. After several hours of ruminating on the whole privilege concept, allowing myself to sit in the anger of being called that, I took a breath and said to myself, Christy, why does this bother you so much? And here's the answer. I'm just going to be brutally honest. Privilege is a touchy subject for me because I often secretly feel agitated and disgusted with people that I see out in society that are, from my perspective, taking so much for granted and walking around with such a privileged attitude, and they don't even realize it. And when disabled people or other marginalized groups try to have conversations with non-marginalized people about their possible privilege, they often become defensive, discounting, and at times downright rude when trying to share different perspectives with them. This has been my perspective and reality multiple times in my life. So when I was called privileged, it truthfully made me very angry because I truly could not understand why I was seen as privileged when I would give anything for my reality to be that of the people who had the audacity to call me privileged. Because let me say, it's not a privilege to be disabled. It's not a privilege to not be able to work. It's not a privilege to struggle tremendously financially all the time. It's not a privilege to constantly be in physical pain every day. it's not a privilege to constantly have life-threatening medical emergencies where you spend weeks on end in the hospital fighting for your life. However, I will be the first to say that there are privileges in this life, just like there are privileges for everyone living on the planet. As a result of my unique experience and reality, I have met some of the most caring, compassionate people I will ever have the privilege of knowing. Because of my experience and conditions, I feel like I do see the world from a different perspective than most, and it's not coming from a place of entitlement, arrogance, or betterment. It comes from a place of wonder, compassion, empathy, understanding, seeing people as the best versions of themselves and not the worst. Because you see, when you've lived a life like mine, a life where tomorrow is truly never promised because of compromised health, etc., or when you have a background such as mine with significant trauma, insecurity, unstableness, and all the things that make life almost impossible, you ultimately have two choices. Give up, and just by the nature of that concept, eventually you will no longer be on the planet. Or you can stand up and fight for everything that you believe in and that you have, and no matter what, never give up and choose to see the best in every day and the world around you. The latter is what I've chosen to do. Stand up and fight. I've been through things that most people cannot even imagine. I've seen and experienced more trauma than most people can comprehend. All of the traumatic events in my life should have been the end of me, but somehow I always rose above. But let me be clear, rising above did not always look like a positive, inspirational person who uses her voice to challenge ideas, perceptions, and to hopefully inspire along the way. No, that has not always been my reality. In fact, that reality is a fairly new concept and expression. For most of my 41 years, how I made it through the unimaginable was simply stringing one day into the next, and so on, until I just strung a bunch of days together that turned into weeks, months, years, and even decades. I was not a happy person, far from it. In fact, for years, I was barely hanging on. And many days, the only way I did hang on was laying in my bed at night and telling myself, maybe tomorrow will be different, better, maybe something will change. That never happened. My reality for years never changed. I secretly struggled with depression, anxiety, and unaliving thoughts. I attempted twice, in 2006 and once in 2008. Looking back at those times, I'm heartbroken for the woman who was struggling so much, mostly alone. I didn't have the loving, supportive space that I needed. As a result, I hid a lot. But also looking back on that time from my perspective, no one seemed to notice I wasn't okay. No one asked, no one offered support. I received a lot of judgment, but no support. I've had many thoughts over the years when I was struggling that it wouldn't matter if I wasn't here. No one would notice, especially when I was still in school. I honestly believed that no one would have even noticed if I wasn't there. And that's sad to really think that, but to also truly believe that. Why am I sharing this all with you, you might ask? And how does it fit into not being someone's cup of tea? Being silent almost killed me on more than one occasion. And it's really by the grace of God, the universe, or whatever you believe in, that I am sitting here talking to you today and creating this podcast. It has been nothing but sheer will to get to this point. and a belief, no matter how small at certain moments in my life, that I do matter. I belong, and I deserve to be here and have a fulfilling, happy life, no matter what's going on around me or how I'm treated by the world. But the eerie silence almost killed me. Why was I silent? Shame, embarrassment, a genuine fundamental belief that I didn't matter. The thoughts of nothing's ever going to change, so why say anything? And honestly, even if I had wanted to say something, there wasn't anyone really safe to say anything to. You have to feel safe to be that vulnerable and open up about such vulnerable, sensitive topics. And there just really wasn't anyone in my world to do that with back then. But here's the big difference at this stage and place in my life. I have that now. I have that safe place now, that person that I can be totally honest with and totally vulnerable with about the thoughts and feelings that are stirring in me at times. In the space, I know there's absolutely zero judgment, and I can talk openly, candidly, and vulnerably about all the things moving through me, all the crazy thoughts in my head, and all the painful emotions that come up. I can cry, I can scream, I can yell, I can say, I hate this, I'm angry, this sucks, and on and on and on. And the amazing thing is, I can talk about something 100 times as I process more deeply, and there's still never any judgment, only compassion and a safe place. That's the difference between then and now. Life didn't miraculously change. I know how to cope with it a little better and have a safe place to process and to say out loud to someone I'm struggling, etc. But sometimes with this openness comes controversy, because now that I'm in a different place in my life, I want to share my story, my struggles, my views on life, and how I see the world around me. And now that I'm willing to be vulnerable and share my experience and story out loud, every so often you hear that critical voice, that naysayer who tries to speak their displeasure about how you show up in the world and what you have to offer. Some will go as far as trying to attack your very character. I've had to learn that not everyone is your cup of tea, and not everyone is going to like what you have to offer. There are going to be those who try to silence you. I have received criticism for how open I am becoming, sharing my story and the struggles of everyday life, the inequities of our society, the struggles to figure out how to navigate a society that is not always friendly to the disabled and other marginalized communities. It's days like today that I'm reminded that for every person who has something negative to say about your experience or existence, there are 10 or 20 or 30 or more who are grateful, touched, inspired by your existence and experience. For every naysayer I encounter, I receive 10 to 20 comments, messages, and love thanking me for everything that I do. When someone closes the door, I know sometimes it can be painful and unjust, but thank them because their exit brings more of the people who are meant to hear what you have to offer into your tribe. So let the ones who walk out the door go, and don't be afraid to set boundaries with people yourself. What you have to offer is valuable and needed. Don't hold on so tightly to the people and things that you have that you cannot let go and allow new in. You never know how that will change your life or what blessings that might bring. Not everyone is going to be our cup of tea, but that's okay. It doesn't mean your story is not valuable, important, and worthy. Keep showing up. Be your authentic self, and don't let the world silence you. your tribe will find you. Thank you for your time and walking this journey with me. I hope you all have a beautiful week. Until we meet again, be kind to yourself.